5 years ago, I got lucky going to a concert in Portland, Maine. I was up there for the summer vacation that I take annually. And I saw that there was a concert going on that featured performers I didn't know anything about. That's always an enticement to me. And so I went and heard a concert by some visiting Finnish musicians. And I enjoyed it so much. I was so impressed by their unique approach to improvisation and the fact that improvisation and song met in a very unusual musical way in the work of these Finnish musicians. And I'm happy to say that two of those musicians are back with me. I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air. We're going to hear from Kupu and Launau, who are back in New York. And I'm so glad that you're here. It's going to be really interesting to hear what is similar and what is different from when I first heard you 5 years ago. And we're going to hear from Launau a little bit later. We're going to begin with Kupu, a woman who, when she's not performing, goes by the name of Jana Karanka.
Yeah.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. It's really nice to be here.
I'm glad you're here. Yeah. I really love the way you sculpt sound.
Thank you.
And you're going to do that for us right now here in the WNYC studio.
Okay.
Here's a performance by Kupu.
Thank you.
Thank you.
that was it.
That's a performance in the WNYC studio by Ku Poo, a musician from Finland. Jona Karanka is her name.
Yeah.
Ku Poo, the name of the project. And I saw that on your website. You know, musicians are always asked, what sort of music do you play? And
Yeah. You've
kind of answered that question by saying that Ku Poo plays partly improvised spooky boogie with tapes.
Yeah.
Spooky boogie.
I like how it sounds, spooky
Yeah. Boogie.
I'm trying to invent a new category instead of forest folk and that kind of nonsense. So
yes.
There is a start at least.
Forest folk is a term that's been applied to some of the Finnish improvised music and song-oriented pieces that you guys have been playing now for, in my experience, about 5 years. How far back does your work with sound go?
I actually started to play with people around maybe 10 years ago, but I didn't start my solo stuff until 5 years ago. Yeah, actually.
Hmm.
Last time I was here in 2005, I played my second show ever.
Oh, really? Wow.
I was so nervous and it was so horrible. But yesterday when we played at the Issue, it was a lot better.
That was at the Issue Project Room
in
Brooklyn, a performance that took place just before this session. This is Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland here on WNYC. And Jona, you know, I spoke of you sculpting with sound. Do you feel that you're doing something like that? Does that feel appropriate?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think you are right. I'm a visual artist and I also do collages, so I like to put things together, kind of doing different layers and collages. So.
Yeah, that's right, of course.
Yeah.
There is some artwork that can be seen on your website. I'll provide a link for people to find that.
Yeah.
And yes, collage is your orientation there, and it's your orientation with sound as well.
Yeah.
Tell people what you're using. There is no laptop involved, right?
No, sometimes I'm thinking about it because I have a lot of gear. I have a sampler, loop station, really cheap Casio delay. Then I'm putting everything through my own mixer, which also have effects. And then I have tapes. Some toys. Yeah, that's about it.
And when I first saw you, there were a lot more toys involved, though you might have brought more with you if you've been able to carry, I suppose.
Yeah, I have some. I like to visit children's stores to buy some fart whistles and that kind of adult stuff. Yeah.
I believe that you were, as in your description from the website, you say it's partly improvised spooky boogie with tapes.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're following a plan pretty carefully, is that right?
Yeah, because I have a lot of samples, so I need to write them down so I can know which button gives me what sound. So, but when I play alone, I like to kind of have a clue what I'm going to do next, and I like to make some kind of a structure, so because alone it's more difficult to improvise when you are just doing the sound by yourself. So, yeah.
Has the scene in Finland grown? Are there other people following?
Yeah, I guess there is a new generation growing. I think it has stayed pretty much the same. A lot of people are starting to have their solo projects as well. I think that's what's happening. Yeah, it's still there. It's going strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I spoke to you 5 years ago and brought up the idea of that the music I was hearing seemed particularly sort of Finnish. It seemed to have kind of a national identity in a way. That you guys didn't like that very much. You said, no, this is international music. Do you still feel that there is not so much a Finnish identity in the music? I know, of course, it's you, but...
I haven't ever really thought about it, and I feel like my friends here in the States and in Europe are working in a really similar kind of field in terms of music and also in art. So I don't, yeah.
It's maybe hard for you to judge.
It is, but yeah, for example, the samples I'm losing, I'm using, I'm losing my mind here, but the samples I'm using, I just found a lot of tapes in a dress, and they are all Bollywood tapes. Uh-huh. Someone had been taping like hours and hours of Bollywood, so I'm using those samples. So I don't know what's the connection to India and Finland, like, but
you're the bridge.
Yeah. So next gig, India. Here I come. Yeah.
I'm speaking with Yona Karanka, who has just been performing. She's been kneeling on the rug here in the studio with the various mixers and gizmos spread out in front of her. And I made a little video. I'm going to post that if I can. I'm taking photos. You can see those at flickr.com/photo/spinningonair. And Lau Now is here as well, and we're going to hear from her, and hopefully we'll have time for an improvised piece with the two of them as well. This is Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland, welcoming back to the program Lau Now, Laura Nakkarinen.
Yes.
Am I pronouncing that pretty much correctly?
Pretty much, yes.
Could you say it the way you say it?
Laura Nakkarinen.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
She's here from Finland in New York City to perform some songs for us. And
yes.
I was speaking with Kupu a moment ago, and speaking of how I saw you guys first about 5 years ago. Mm. And at that time, you were playing a lot of toys and tapes and things like that, but now you have a guitar.
Yeah.
So you made a choice at some point. Your music was always a little more song-oriented than Kupu's, for example.
Yeah, it has been, yeah, my solo work.
Yes. Yeah, but it's also been more sort of abstract and improvised than it seems to be now. You've made a choice to sort of make guitar songs, in a sense.
Yeah, in a sense, it's... guitar is an easy instrument
sure.
to take along on the road, so it's also a practical thing.
Yeah.
But when I play and record at home, of course, then I have all my dear instruments around me. So there's two Lau Nows, the one who's playing shows and the one who's at home recording.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the one that has a guitar
yes.
and a few toys with
yes.
her.
Yeah.
And let's hear some of your songs.
Okay.
Here's Lau Now.
I will start with a Finnish traditional song.
Okay, good.
Juokse sinä oma, kun tuo taivas on niin tumma, ja kahden tässä hiljaa mennään. Humman pojalla aina aarre, ja sellaista ei ole kellään. Hummani hei, hummani hei, uputiti hummani hei. Juokse sinä oma, kun tuo taivas on niin tumma ja varjot ne tietäni peittää. Maahan tietä pitkin mun lauluni kuuluu ja liinukka harjaa heittää. Hummani hei, hummani hei, upotit hummani hei. Hummani hei, hummani hei, upotit hummani hei. Ooh. jakaa mun leipäni maailmalle. Hummani hei, hummani hei, upotete hummani hei. Hummani hei, hummani hei, upotete hummani hei. Jaksa sinä homma, kun tuo taivas on niin tumma ja vetsässä kuiskaatuu. Maahan tien mutkassa pieni on tölli ja siellä on kirsikka suuri. Jotta hummani hei, huputiti hummani hei. Hummani hei, hummani hei, seisahda hummani hei.
Lau Now performing in the WNYC studio here on Spinning on Air. And obviously it's you and your guitar, and suddenly we heard multiples of your voice in there,
yes.
Too.
Yes, isn't it wonderful technique?
You're using a digital delay on your voice at times.
Yes, yes. And I'm using it a lot. If my luggage would be lost, I don't know what I do, what I would do.
Yeah, you're building shows, a lot of the music with the delay as an integral part.
Yeah.
When you performed recently at the Issue Project Room, there was a beautiful film that was projected behind you. It was called The White Deer.
That's correct. And it was directed by Erik Blomberg.
It's a Finnish film.
Yes, a Finnish film. Yes, from 52.
It seemed to tell a magical story of a woman who's transformed into a deer. And
yeah, it's an old folk story from Lapland.
Beautiful landscapes, snowy landscapes, and beautiful herds of deer, too. That was amazing to see. And as you performed, every once in a while you sort of checked back to see what the images were, where the movie was in its story. Did you want to sort of make a song soundtrack for that film?
Yes, of course I wanted that it wouldn't be a conflict at least with my songs and the movie. And I think with that particular movie, it works quite well. It was the first time I have played a show with that movie.
Oh.
And I think it felt good.
Yeah, it was an interesting, you know, there were lots of pictures to watch, but then sometimes I focused on just you and what you were doing. And it was a nice compliment, another dimension to the music. And you have some more songs for us.
Yeah, I could play the next one.
Okay, is this also in Finnish? I know that most of your recorded songs have been in Finnish.
Yeah, almost all my solo work has been in Finnish, but now for the next album, somehow songs are being born also in English.
Oh.
I don't know what's happening here. But I travel a lot and I have more audience abroad than in Finland. So that's why it also feels natural to share the language with the audience. Because when I'm singing Finnish, no one has a clue what I'm talking about. And it's like, it's important also, like, I'm not just like singing Esperanto here.
You want to be understood.
Yeah.
All right. And what language will the next song be in?
In Finnish.
Okay. What's it about? Can you tell us?
It's about places where you shouldn't go.
Okay. Here's Lau Now.
Thank you.
nice one. Lau Now, performing in the WNYC studio. So obviously some little bells and toys, yeah, and whistles and stuff involved in that piece.
Yeah.
I love the way you construct, just as Yona does with her music. I love the way the music is put together. There's the sound that I experience as you make the music, but then I guess I'm just becoming aware of it. There's sort of a nice story in my imagination about you finding these sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
And just looking for sounds and putting them together the way you do.
Yeah, it's true. I concentrate a lot in sounds when I do music. And I'm not a virtuoso with the guitar or anything. I'm concentrating on finding the sounds that fit to all my songs. So, and I also go to children's toy stores whenever there's a possibility, because yeah, that's where you find good sounds, and like everywhere. I love also finding field recordings, doing them by myself to add something else than a bass line.
Yes.
Yeah, or yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, if you take an unconventional instrument or use something unconventionally as an instrument, then you're bound to go somewhere new with that.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it can be also risky, like you. Sometimes I get too excited about all the toys and stuff.
What happens when you get too excited? What do you mean?
Well, then it's, I don't know. Maybe then it becomes more of this like therapy project. I'm just like playing for myself, and I don't know if it's for anyone else. Yeah, yeah.
Play us another song.
Okay.
That'll be for us.
Okay, yeah.
We're hearing performances by Lau Now here in the WNYC studio.
My friend Nosferatu, your clothes have been growing again. Were you scared of the world that may in shadows fall? Oh, fall. Dance with me.
We have one more song from Lau Now, and you have something you got at a toy store,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, this is from an airport, actually. Like
from what?
From airport.
Oh, huh.
I bought some tax-free candies and got this microphone with an amp. Yeah, and this is from a toy store. There's lips that can
make a siren.
Make
right?
a siren. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And something else.
Something else.
And you've something got a sort of a drum track that's going to accompany with you.
Yeah, this is my playback song.
Okay.
Eurovision playback contest.
You're the winner.
Yeah. Well,
on Spinning On Air. Lau Now performing here on Spinning On Air. And Koo Poo was performing before. These are two friends from Finland who have toured in the States a couple times and fortunately have been on Spinning On Air during both visits. It's great to have you back again and to
Thank you. Thanks for having us. How the music has developed
and changed, and that you're still have your very personal voices and yet are trying new things with them. And you both have releases. There are albums of various kinds, limited editions, LPs, records, as well as CDs. And I will provide some links to your websites so that people can learn what there is to learn there. And I'll see what I can find for directing them to some of those albums, which are wonderful. And beautiful experiences to get engrossed in and to hear. Yeah. I'm not sure how much time we have for it, but let's take some time to at least hear a bit of what you might improvise together.
Yes, let's do it.
I know you like to do that. So.
Yeah, we like to do that. A lot.
A lot.
Yeah? Good. Yeah. Okay, well, let's why don't you get set up for that?
Okay.
And that will take us out here on Spinning On Air, an improvisation with Lau Now, Laura Naukarinen, and Koo Poo, Jonna Karanka. Thank you.
Nice ending.
That was great.
Thank you.
Thank you to Lau Nau and Ku Pu and to engineer Edward Haber for the performances here in the WNYC studio. I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air.